one response to the Anyone Can Host contest so far. That means you got three more weeks to finish page one to write all your thoughts in, even though they reflect probably the past 3 years, but we'll keep that a secret. The number is 632-6901, as most of you know already. Hey, there are times I never had to give the number for the whole show. But there are only two lines filled, so obviously some of you forgot. You're there, they just don't want to call.
Now, I had a question. Remember that time that it was you, me, and Eric Corley on the air?
Right.
Whatever happened the next week where those three girls were going to meet up with that the guys at that swing festival or something like that?
The guys didn't show up.
They didn't show.
Of course, they're wimps.
Three hot women.
And the guys didn't show up.
Didn't show up.
Girlfriends probably got in the way.
Yeah.
No, yeah, they're lost. They just got cold feet.
Yeah. They're lost, I'm sure. Either that or they got turned down by their parents to drive them.
I think that was the real reason.
You might want to fade down the next song. It skips. Oh, that's a good song.
But that's perfect for this show.
I guess.
Matter of fact, I'll even make it skip more.
No. It's a classic album.
Okay, I'll leave it on.
Actually, if anyone wants to be in a band like this, call me.
Oh, you know a band like this?
No, I want to be in a band like this.
Oh.
This band hasn't been around for ages.
I didn't say it's the band. Maybe a band that covers them?
No. What's going on with you, Matt?
Oh, not much.
I haven't seen you in ages.
Not since your last show, anyway.
That's a long time ago.
You haven't been on since Corley was on.
Yeah, busy man.
Wow.
Did you hear what Corley and I are doing?
No.
Going to Argentina.
You're kidding.
On Thursday.
Oh, I wish I could get away from work.
Neither of
Wish I could get away from work.
Neither of us know how to speak Spanish either. We're like, I thought you knew how to speak Spanish.
Any of you speak Italian?
No.
Oh boy, you really are up a creek.
Yeah. No, I think they speak a little French.
Oh, you can probably get away. Yeah. But Spanish and Italian are the two biggies down there.
The car because you didn't work a lick.
Well, I'm counting on the red hair and green eyes to get us as much as possible.
Hey, that's the best way.
And Eric's computer know-how too.
What is this 2600 goes to South America kind of thing?
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
They're looking for a country that the FBI hasn't gone after hackers in.
Quiet. Don't say those three letters over the air. Or in my presence.
No, free beer and what's the I for?
Take my problem to the United Nations.
Free beer, inebriation.
That's it.
That's what we're looking for. Get inebriated, but free beer.
Yeah. The only trouble is, after what Soupy Sales did a few decades back, we're not allowed to actually have people send us beer.
What happened with Soupy Sales?
Oh, you never heard about this.
No,
one of the things that made this guy famous, he wasn't particularly funny, but he did make himself famous, was that he used to host a children's show back in the 50s.
Yeah.
And I think he was either about to be fired and knew it, or something on that order. Well, what he did was on his show, he told the kids to raid their parents' wallets and purses and send the money to him.
No way.
He did it. That, of course, was his last show. I don't know if he made a fortune off that, but he made a fortune off the fame that he had since. He was on just about every game show you could name throughout the early 80s.
Yeah, what was that one with the tic-tac-toe?
That was tic-tac-toe.
No.
Hollywood
Squares.
Hollywood Squares.
He's on that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Paul Lynn made a career out of that, too.
Wow, did the song end? I thought it skips.
Well, it did skip.
It did?
Once or twice, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a slow-down version of Summertime Blues. You ever notice how they dredge that thing up every now and then? Now Alan Jackson's got it.
What are you going to do?
Hey, high markup. You pay the whatever amount of money in royalties, you make the song, and you just take off the top.
Was it Blue Cheer who did that originally?
I think so. Yeah. Then The Who did it.
Uh-huh.
Then
so many people have done it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great tune.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and then, but who actually did it differently? They put a different riff in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Who. I thought you were saying who put it in.
No, who's on first?
Who's on turntable number two?
No, and what's on turntable number one?
That's right.
And I don't know what's on the CD player.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't, because there's nothing on it.
Well, all the phones seem to... Oh, no, they're not all
Oh, the person hung up.
We need one more phone call before we take phone calls. So.
Yes, that's right.
Why don't you take that one first?
Yeah, we will do that.
As an incentive.
Next person to call. Next person to call gets on first. There we go.
All
okay,
right.
Let's do it. Shall we?
Yeah, we shall.
Okay, you're up. You're on brain damage.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Yo, my name is Fernando.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it is. And I want to sing my rap for y'all at Stony Brook.
Well, first of all, take the C-clamp off your crotch and then use your normal voice.
Oh, this is my voice, sucker. What you trying to say, man?
See ya. Help, sharks. Ah, I do have...
What?
Could it be the poetry guy? Yeah. Actually, this is... I always go to him first.
Oh, the poetry guy.
Yes, poetry guy.
Hello.
Hey, so, yeah, things didn't go according to plan tonight, but one look out that window is the obvious reason why.
Yeah, that's right. I was disappointed.
Yeah. Okay, I do have a copy of Wish You Were Here, at the station. Only trouble is, as you can imagine, it is the original first issue vinyl of Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And it's been played, like, let's see.
5 billion times?
5 billion times ever since, yeah, at least.
Well, how many days? What?
Well, actually, if we run some denatured alcohol on it or some whatever this stuff is, it'll probably sound a lot better. Unfortunately, we never did get a CD version, did we? Or,
no.
That got nicked.
No.
But
no, never got it.
Never got a CD version. But we'll play it. If you're in, yeah, if you're into it. Now, what do you want to do while this is playing?
Well, I'll just read. I mean, I got some stuff to read.
Okay, what I'm going to do now is, since we are on live, and actually, you were not coming in live. You're coming in an audition, so actually, people only heard me respond. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to have a live reading over Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here.
The only thing I was thinking is, is there any way to check whether I'm, like, coming out loud enough on the radio? Because I don't know whether I am or not.
Well, you see, I have the meters here, so I can always play around with the mix. And also, I have the air signal coming up through my headphones. So if it sounds okay to me, it'll probably sound okay to everybody else. Even though there are some people might have some contention with that. Still.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Forget about playing. Let's talk for a minute or two while Chris gets the record.
Well.
So, what else do we have planned for upcoming shows? I'm surprised. I only got one response to the Anyone Can Host so far.
That's it?
That's it. Well, you see, I don't know. I guess people don't want to scrape together the money for the 29-cent stamp. I'm lost. I'm totally at a loss, which is, I anticipated it to some degree. I anticipated maybe 2 or 3 responses up until now, because I did allow 4 weeks. But I am totally at a loss, and this one person is decently qualified. I may go with that one person if I don't get anything else.
Sounds good, if he's the one who came in, you know?
Yeah. Well, not only that, I'm sure there are plenty of people who would love to host this show. The only trouble is, they may be intimidated just a bit. And there are some people who deserve to be intimidated just a bit. But then there are people who may be intimidated and shouldn't be. And I should tell them, don't be intimidated. Send your letter in. It can't hurt. What's the worst that could happen? Just call in when the guy's on. That's all.
I didn't even hear what your requirements were. What did you set it up like?
Okay, here's what it is. You send me a letter. Doesn't any length. It's not the 25 words or less thing. It's as many words as you require on why you think you would be a good host for Brain Damage for 1 week. And the one standard that I'm using is that the person I would like to have on would be someone such that people would not miss me while if this person was out of my place.
Uh-huh.
That would be, that's a pretty high criterion, considering that people complain about me not being around when Eric's on. So, this person has to be better than Eric.
So they just have to be able to hold people's interests.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah. But you didn't, ask him to, send in, you just asked him to describe what they're going to do, right? No, audition tape or anything?
No audition tape, because I think that if a person can write with a certain degree of intelligence, they'll be able to speak with the same degree of intelligence. I am not exactly Mr. Radio here myself. Larry King, I am not. So I'm not expecting that.
Be glad. He sucks, man. Actually, I'm kind of biased because Howard Stern always talks about him.
Well, that's one thing. But I'm not talking about Larry King based on what he says. I'm talking about Larry King in terms of technique. And you're not going to find too many better out there from that standpoint. And also, you're not going to find too many people better than Stern. There are a lot of people who can say the same thing Stern does, but there are not a lot of people who are good broadcasters. Rush Limbaugh, same thing. You can hate him left and right. You can write that song that I played a few weeks ago, Rush Limbaugh, Evil Blimp, but you have to admit that he is a good broadcaster.
Yeah, what is a good broadcaster? How do you describe one?
A good broadcaster is something that I never thought I was. A good broadcaster has the ability to not only hold the people's interests, but hold their interests to the point where all they really care about is what he's saying rather than how he's saying it. Guys like Rush, guys like Stern, guys like Larry King don't make mistakes. They don't stumble over themselves. They don't say, you can understand every single word they say at all times, and you become very much settled in what they're saying, and they let their personalities shine through as much as they allow their personalities to shine through. If you're an interviewer, you don't want to do that so much. You want to get the other guy to show his personality.
Yeah.
Things like that. Rush Limbaugh is a very smooth talker. Stern is a very smooth talker. These guys do not make mistakes. They are always easy to listen to. Stuttering John is the opposite. Stuttering John is a lousy broadcaster on purpose.
Well, I don't know. You think it's on purpose? I mean, I heard that guy kind of get the impression he can't really help it.
Well, I guess maybe he couldn't, but he was definitely put in that position because of his, impediment, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
But he's a perfect example of what you don't want to be, unless you want to use that particular shtick. But since it's taken already, you can't really use it in New York.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, WNYC, the public radio station that's owned by the city, and that last I heard, Giuliani wants to divest himself of. Every week in the Times Help Wanted section, they're looking for people, which probably means they fire people at the same rate they hire them. They want... Huh?
Sounds like the Palladium.
Yes, it does. It sounds... Matter of fact, the Palladium fires owners as often as they bring them in. How many different people have owned that place in the past 10 years?
Peter Gation's got a pretty tight hold on it now, man.
Really? Yeah. But there was a time... Well, anyway, they do have a they seem to have a revolving door over at WNYC, and they have an advertisement in the New York Times, of all places, for an afternoon talk show host. I am just amazed. Nothing in R&R, nothing in the trade papers. It's in the Times. Now, I'm wondering, what the hell is going on over there? If you want a professional radio person at a station that's pretty big, WNYC is a fair-sized station. It's one of the oldest in the country, one of the most reputable public stations in the country, and they're advertising in the Times for professional radio people and not the trade papers.
Maybe they want someone who's not standard radio material.
Possibly. Very possibly. The only trouble
did
is...
Did you try applying?
Yes. I tried for a news... I didn't apply for this one yet. I tried for a newscaster position a while back.
What happened with that?
They said they hired somebody out of a public station in Washington. And I'm saying, so why the hell did you advertise in the Times?
Yeah.
If that's what you're looking for, you're not looking for the mainstream reader.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that they've been looking for chief engineers, they've been looking for broadcast engineers, it looks like they just turned the entire staff over. And I wonder how stable a job it is.
Makes it all the more challenging.
Yeah, it does. It does. But yeah, who knows? Maybe Giuliani is going to divest the station. Sell the license off to somebody. But that may be to its advantage. We don't know.
Who knows?
You got it there? You got the album?
Yeah, we got it in front of us, and it should be queued up, at least as best I can while I'm talking. So I will start this, and we will go.
All
and
right.
Yes, live on WUSB. And, of course, there's... I am looking... What did I do with my jacket? Must be out front. Anyway, what I'm going to do is start you off, and then I'm going to disappear for a second, but nobody's going to know that. Nobody's going to be able to tell I'm gone anyway. And you go ahead, fire away. I will start. Wait a minute. Hold it.
You got to make sure, though, that to tell me if I'm not loud enough, you know?
Well, first of all, I have it on the wrong side. Just a second here.
All right.
Okay. You're plenty loud enough now, near as I can tell.
Uh-huh, all right.
Okay, I'm just going to bring you up just a bit so you can go over the music. Fire away.
Okay, you got it playing?
Yep, it's on.
Oh, I can't hear it. Will I be able to hear it?
Do you know the album well enough?
Maybe I can listen to it myself.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out my mic from here. I can't do that. The only trouble is... If I do that, all the phones
start
ringing on the air.
Oh, wow.
What can you do?
Wait a minute.
I know what I can do. Put my headphones over the speaker here. Can you hear this?
Yeah, I can. That's good.
Okay.
For that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm just waiting for one part. Beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, just as the winged energy of delight carried you over many chasms early on, now raise the daringly imagined arch, holding up the astounding bridges. Miracle doesn't lie only in the amazing, living through and defeat of danger. Miracles become miracles in the clear achievement that is earned. To work with things is not hubris, and building the association beyond words denser and denser the pattern becomes. Being carried along is not enough. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness called night. Great Creator, I now pronounce. Great Creator of the universe, poured it. And if this not be too much to ask, may I publish your name? I ask in the Lima night, waiting answer. Your prayer has brought these words to you. Heart, long to break the bond. Those for you, you long for the freedom and grace, the true spirit, a holy spirit, in love. Rest easy, for your healing is assured. You have nothing to lose but insecurity. Pray daily. And I will bless you with the wisdom and the trust that will make your new life blossom. Joy to you, to all those whom you love. Security lies in spirit. Spirit alone is eternal. Your spirit is here to create in the landscape, time and matter. Not let what you see reflected on the screen of time hate your value. Who fear you, turn to me. They may know your decrees. In your statutes. So that I may be put to shame. My soul languishes for your salvation. Word. Hail with watching for your promise. Comfort me. Will you comfort me?
Remember when you were young? You shone like the sun.
Okay, let's fade down Pink Floyd for a second. And, you know, a lot of what you read sounded very familiar.
I was like flipping around. I was like, I started...
Should we tell them where it's from?
I guess you recognize.
I recognize. But I'm almost... You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's leave it an open question for the rest of the show. What we'll do is we'll say it's from a very familiar book, but it's probably a book that very few people have read. And I would maybe even go so far as say as being intimidated out of reading.
Yeah. Right.
And we will leave it at that, and whoever gets it will be applauded by whoever can hear them. Can't guarantee any prizes here on USB, largely because we're waiting for someone to take over ticket giveaways here at the station, so they've really been out of date. What do we got here I can give away? I've got nothing. Hey, anybody want to see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? You know, I may actually... Yeah, I can give something away. Anybody want to see that? Yeah, you've heard of this movie, right?
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? No.
Oh, it's about a bunch of drag queens who, let's see. Who do what? Let's find out. Where is it? Yeah, you're... Widow's Peak... Where is it? Those bums. I do know Newsday gave it 4 stars out of a possible... No, 3 stars out of a possible 4. So, they liked it.
What was it about? What kind of women?
No, not women. Drag queens.
Oh, drag queens, right.
I am looking, and it ain't here. So, somebody must have stolen it. But, anyway. From what I heard, it's a really wild movie. It's the adventures of 3 drag queens going across the Australian desert. And, yeah, pretty wild, huh?
Can't imagine that.
Yeah, I know you live too far away to go, but the Cinema Arts Center is a movie theater. Well, not really a movie theater. It's kind of like part of a recreational building of some kind in Huntington, near Huntington Village. And there are plenty of people around who do live near it. And it looks like... I can probably get them a pair of tickets if they guess what book you read from.
Yeah.
And you know what? They probably enjoy the film if they do guess it.
I don't know if you noticed, but also it was not just from one book.
Okay, but most of it was.
Yeah, you're right.
Tell them the other book.
The other book?
The other book.
All right. I read from part of Allen Ginsberg's poetry.
Okay, that we can tell them. But the other one is going to be so painfully obvious when I finally do divulge it. And people will be kicking themselves. But on the other hand, may challenge them to pick it up. Who knows?
But do you know if it was loud enough or anything?
Oh, it was fine. Came in perfect.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I backed down the music just a bit so you came in a little more clearly. It came up beautifully on the meters. There was no problem at all.
Cool.
Okay. Do you want to stay on? I have Jim waiting on the side. Or do you want to take some time off.
Yeah, I'll probably call back later.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, keep your ears open if you can.
All right.
Okay, bye. Okay, 12:31 here on Brain Damage. Got a few people waiting, and let's go to them. Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
I think you're... Take poetry for 1,000, Alex. What is Genesis, the Bible? Hello?
Yes.
Book of Genesis.
Oh, right on the money.
From the Bible.
Mr. Wizard strikes again. You know, I probably should have gone to you last.
It's okay.
Because it would have been much more suspenseful, so to speak.
We could do it all over again.
Yeah, but the only trouble is now everybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You want to see this movie? Can you get out to Huntington?
Huntington, yeah. But I have a friend who lives in Huntington.
Okay, are you interested in seeing the movie?
He is, yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I have to take a break anyway, so I'm going to put Pink Floyd up. I'm going to put you on hold, and then you're going to give me all your all the information we need, such as what name to put on the guest list, so when you do go, you won't have to pay. So, on with Floyd, and I'll be back in a second.
Tell you if this song is being played on any other station.
Right.
Yeah. answer is yes.
Which one?
You want to know if someone's out there who can tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you can tell me?
No, but the FCC's probably good. They got monitors.
Well, the ones they care about anyway.
Yeah, so they could tell you if anyone's good.
I sincerely doubt they monitor WUSB very much, because it would have pissed off a long time ago if they did. Oh, well, that's another story.
Is he ever going to go on again?
Is he ever going to go on again?
Yeah.
Not if I can help it.
Potential above and beyond you?
One step beyond. I don't even know if that's on anymore. I have to look at the schedule.
Every other Thursday, every other Friday morning at 4 a.m. Thursday night.
Well, on the other hand, you know, if I do want to get out on a Saturday night and Ryan's available, Ryan will go on. So, who knows?
Yeah, you should get Eric to host with you.
Oh, you mean a tag team kind of thing?
Like you did last time.
Well, you see, when Eric goes on, Eric has his own little thing going on with, you know, with Jim Wiener and all the other stuff. So there are times when we can do that, and there are times when we just get in each other's way.
Well, yeah, that time you didn't really get in each other's way. You didn't say much, though.
We handled it. Well, I didn't have to. Eric did for me.
That must have been so weird, though.
How so?
Because it must have been like everyone was sitting in the theater, just in the studio, just like on a different mic.
That's right. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I would do that any time, anywhere, any day. As a matter of fact, there's another little thing that we want to do sometime in the near future that was done in the past when Eric first established the show back in the late 1980s. There was a college radio convention, the IBS convention, that goes on at the Pennsylvania Hotel, you know, right across from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Familiar with it? Okay. Several people from USB go there, either as speakers or just showing up. Program directors, it's a tradition, the program director has to speak at it, that whole thing. And what we've done also, because the convention runs through the weekend, on Saturday night, Eric went down to Penn Station on a phone.
Hey, we did Penn Station.
They were down in Penn Station. Okay, you know, back when Penn Station's a lot nicer now than it was then.
I just said that. They redid it.
Yes, they've redone it. They have redone it. It is beautiful. Now, Pete Kang, who's on Thursday night's Club USB, the guy who's on Wide World of Noise before this show alternates with Chris, and I were on 34th and 7th. And there were another handful of WUSB DJs whose names you probably would not know down in the village.
And
we were just sitting by the phones. We were all on the air. We were teleconferenced together.
Yeah.
And what we did was we just grabbed people off the street. And it looked really weird when you consider it. There were guys, we were just three of us just standing there on a phone. And as people walk by, we say, "Want to get on the radio? Want to get on the radio?" And holding the phone to them, and they didn't know what to think.
It must have been funny.
It was a riot.
You should do that again, but let listeners call in.
And we took everybody. We were anybody and everybody who would do it. You know, homeless people, kids, people walk. Anybody walking down the street. Anybody we could find, we could get to believe our story. We got them on the phone. And we had to bribe people, too.
You had to bribe people?
Well, the homeless guys we had to bribe.
What are you going to say? I'll give you a crust of bread if you talk on the radio?
No, I'll give you a buck.
Really? And they'd go on the radio and talk?
Yeah, give you a buck if you're talking on the phone.
You know that, oh, yeah, yeah, what about that movie thing? You're going to send it to the house?
Yeah, we're going to send it to Cinema Arts Center. So, let's see, you'll probably be able to go next week.
All right, I'll call you Saturday about that.
Okay, see how it went. I have not seen the movie myself, so this is going to be a new experience for everyone. And give me a critique.
Also?
Huh?
You going to go also?
Maybe sometime down the road, but I haven't had a chance. But let me double check, make sure that you actually... 919 to 926, yes. 919 to 926, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. It closed. I am so sorry.
It's all right.
But, I still have your name and address. So, what I can do...
Name and address.
you have somebody's name. I have somebody's name and address who can receive some kind of a prize. So what I'll do is I'll leave it with the administrative assistant of the station.
I'll give you my address, right?
Not on the air, you're not. Don't give
not
anything on the air.
Yeah, what, you think I'm crazy?
No.
Yeah, can you take a caller off the air, right?
I'll tell you what, I'll put you on the side right now,
all
right. And so you can talk, and we'll deal with this later. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
Hang on. Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, been listening? I guess not. Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, don't listen to the radio. You know better than that.
I'm watching television.
Oh, sorry, what are you watching?
VH1.
What was that?
VH1.
VH1? Oh, is that, it's the Who Marathon?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Surprised, isn't there a Beavis and Butthead marathon on MTV right now?
Yeah, I just flipped it on, yeah.
Yeah, did they do the Great Cornholio yet?
I don't know. I just put it on. I didn't even know it was on.
Ah, man, I'm not a big fan of Beavis and Butthead, but the Cornholio episode.
Yeah, I don't know.
I need teepee for my bunghole. That crap rings in your ear constantly. I am the Great Cornholio. Are you threatening me?
Yeah.
Which just means that Mike Judge still has some tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah. Guess.
But.
Bring somebody on?
Huh?
Bring somebody on?
Yeah, I'm going to put Mr. Wizard on with you. Yeah. Bear with me for a while. I'll put, and I'll fill it up as time goes on. So, I will. Okay, so you don't get lonely.
Be on the air.
Stick around for a while. You are now, right? But I'm putting you on hold now, so. As soon as you hear the click, curse away. I shouldn't tell them that. I'm horrible. Brain damage.
Matt.
Yeah.
Yo, man, what's up?
What's going on tonight?
Nothing. What's been on with you?
Well, not a lot.
How many, you only got one letter?
Only got one letter.
What was it about?
Well, they met the requirements of the Anyone Can Host contest, so you pretty much know what that's about.
That's cool. I hate to be a bug, but you think you could put me in telly? I really gotta talk to Jim.
You really gotta talk to Jim?
Yeah, he knows who I am.
Yeah, hang on.
Right, thanks.
Jim, I got somebody who really needs to talk to you.
Alright.
Okay. Why do I do this? Okay, you really gotta talk to him?
Thanks, man.
So, really talk to him. Now I figured out why I keep dumping these things. This button's a little, loose. Hey, somebody wants to read a poem. Is it you?
That's me.
Go for it.
All right.
Unfortunately, do you want me to flip over Wish You Were Here, or do you want to do it cold?
What's that?
Do you want me to flip over Wish You Were Here, or do you want to do it cold?
Oh, I'll just read it now.
Oh, go for it. Yeah, please do.
All right. This isn't Spanish, so,
Okay, I don't understand Spanish very well, so.
I'll translate it. I'll tell you what it really means in the end, all right?
Go for it.
Okay. Eficiente. Protección completa para pies. Sus ingredientes activos absorben la humedad. Y mantienen los pies frescos y secos, eliminando el mal olor. Su poder fungicida combate, controla, detiene y previene el desarrollo de hongos. Para mayor eficiencia, aplíquelo en el calzado. Úselo también en axilas y en todo el cuerpo. Úselo todos los días. No lo aplique sobre piel irritada. And that's it.
What does it mean?
It means, like, for someone, it's love, you know? I mean, it's the love of something. So I guess you can... You have to understand Spanish to say that you'd have to love something, you know? You'd have to feel for something.
Oh, is it how to use a condom?
No. It's something like, it's like loving a person. It explains how you love someone.
I am not so out of Spanish to get an idea of what it was. It was instructions for something.
It is, but if you knew Spanish, you can translate it into something different. It's like that kid took that thing from Genesis, which was totally wrong, and then just, like, he used it in his context. I'm using something in my context, you know?
Oh, okay, I get it.
But what it is it's foot odor. It's to control foot odor. It's so cool, man. I mean,
hey,
if you're
like
into
it,
you can, like, use it on a daily basis as, like, how you love something, man.
Yeah, you love clean-smelling feet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah, and everybody loves clean-smelling feet. If you're a foot fetishist, you really get into that.
Oh, believe me, I am, man.
Oh, you're into feet. How many pairs of shoes do you own?
Seven.
Seven? Oh, you're way behind.
No, seven sneakers. That's it, man. I got seven pairs of sneakers.
Okay.
And then, like, boots, I got tons of boots, man.
Oh, so you're a regular Imelda.
Yeah, man. I'm a country boy. I'm into that country stuff. I do, like, line dancing and everything.
Oh, so you got plenty of cowboy boots, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
What's your
10
most
or 11 pairs.
Hey, what's your most expensive pair?
They're $198.
Oh, that's... What are they made out of?
It's supposed to be Python, but it's not. You can just tell, you know, it's a cheap brand of Python or something.
Yeah, it's artificial Python.
Yeah. But there's this ostrich thing I was looking for. They're like $580.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I don't have the money to really get them, so.
Besides which, line dancing really scuffs them up.
Yeah, I know. I just use my old crappy pair, so, you know.
Yeah. Your competition pair, so to speak.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot for calling.
Hey, no problem, man. I'd like to call back sometime again and read another thing.
Hey, whenever you're ready.
All right, man, thanks.
Have fun. Brain damage.
Yeah, I got Tony Thomas from Bayshore here.
Hey, Tony. So what's up for tonight?
I got a song for you tonight.
Go for it.
All right, hold on.
gotta be the best one yet.
Hey, Fred was on the roll tonight.
Oh, man. So how come you guys haven't sent in a letter yet?
Oh, we're working on it. We'll send one in.
Okay.
All right. So you only got one letter?
Only got one letter.
Oh, man. Who's it from?
Can't tell you.
You can't say? You can't even read it out?
No. Besides which, I don't have it in front of me. I can't.
How many pages is it?
Huh?
How many pages is it?
It's one side of a sheet of paper.
Oh, that's great. Mine'll be better.
Yeah, like I said, length is not an issue here. Just tell me why you'd make a great host for Brain Damage.
All right, I'll do that.
Great, but hey, keep it up, man. You know what you gotta do for me? You gotta send me a cassette of The Best of Tony Thomas.
Best of Tony Thomas?
You gotta send me a Best of Tony Thomas cassette.
All right, that'll be great.
Yeah, because what I want to do is play this for a couple of other DJs and, forget that. I want exclusive rights to this stuff. At some point, maybe we can bring you guys up live.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, but let's get the Anyone Can Host thing out of the way first, and then we'll work on that.
All right.
In the meantime, keep it up. Keep up the good work. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Have fun.
See you later.
Oh, you want to be put on the side?
Oh, okay, fine.
Hang on. Hey, I got Tony Thomas here.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, how can you resist? You're in. How did that happen? Oh, guys, the Brady Bunch stuff, please. I didn't put that many people in there. How did that happen? Oh, whatever. Brain Damage.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on tonight?
Absolutely nothing.
At least we got some good things going on tonight here,
Hey.
What would you like to talk about tonight?
I don't know, I need some love advice.
Okay, go for it. Why do we keep saying that? I need a trademark, I guess. Go for it.
Okay, well, there's two girls I met on Brain Damage, right?
You met two girls on Brain Damage, so this is obviously on the phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I really like both of them.
Okay.
And I think they're interested, but I really don't know, and I don't know exactly how to...
Well, the old no-strings-attached meeting in a neutral spot method usually works pretty well. You have met one of them?
Yeah.
Well, you see, if you just want to hang out with both of them, that's all well and good. That's really easy to do. If you want more than that, you got to choose one. That's hard.
Yeah, I know. That's...
Yeah, because besides which, I am assuming that the two of them know each other.
No.
They don't?
No, because one's an old caller.
One's an old caller and one's not quite so old caller. Well, the meeting in the neutral spot part is a good idea, and I will also tell you something very important, that the person you hear on the show or...
Is not always
the person you meet. So the meeting in the neutral spot part is absolutely positively essential. And the other thing is maintain a certain air of detachment. Don't get too attached to anything until you know what you're getting attached to. And then, of course, that's vice versa. The person has to check you out, too. Be very careful with that. Of course, I have to say that sort of thing because I do not want to be held responsible if anything goes wrong. It was your show we met on, therefore you screwed us both up.
It's all your fault.
That's right.
Yo, is Jeff around tonight?
Jeff? No, I haven't heard from Jeff yet.
But Jim is around, right?
Jim is around.
And Tony, right?
Jim, Tony's around.
That's all? And the poetry guy?
The poetry guy is on and off. He's not on the line right now.
Oh. Because he's cool. I was talking to him last week.
Yeah, he's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's quite interesting.
Yep. That's why I put him on every night. Every night I'm on, anyway.
That's Saturday? That's it?
Every week. That's why I try to make him the first caller. Sets a tone for the rest of the show, don't you think?
What?
Sets a tone for the rest of the show, don't you think?
Well, if he's good, yeah.
Well, he's usually good. Everybody's entitled to off nights. God knows I've had my own.
Yeah, well, he usually. But I've heard some nights where he's not as good as he usually is.
Yeah, this tonight was particularly good. Tony Thomas and the Poetry Guy were in great, were in fine form.
I really like Tony Thomas. He's cool. He's he just comes up with some great stuff.
Yeah.
What was it? I was talking to someone, and it's like they want one of those tapes too, the best of Tony Thomas.
Maybe you can start selling them, but yeah, I'm not paying for mine. I'm getting mine for free.
Oh, okay, maybe I can get mine for free too.
That's. Do I want anything from 7-Eleven? You know what? I do. Okay, you know, I have this. Oh, it's just about 1 o'clock here. This is WUSB Stony Brook, the place where we understand sick behavior. And wire underwear seriously binds. And what were the other ones? Where unique sounds begin. That's where we started. And we ended up with wire underwear seriously binds. But anyway, get me either Coke or Dr. Pepper Big Gulp.
Isn't that like endorsing?
Not really, because there's no competition. Besides which, I can always get the Big Gulp for free if I mention them.
Okay.
This portion of brain damage has been underwritten due to a Big Gulp grant by the local 7-Eleven. That's right.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people up there. I don't know, they could come and rush the studio or something.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks a lot for calling.
Did you put me on the side?
Yeah, well, actually, the last time I put somebody on the side, I got that noise. So I don't know if I'll be able to fit you. Let me check. Hello?
Matt, that noise when you put people on.
Yeah, I have no idea where that's coming from, to be honest with you. That's why I'm not going to add any more to the teleconference, because I'll probably do more harm than good. So have fun, guys. Heard the noise, right?
What?
Heard the noise, right? That
didn't hear anything.
It was bad. I can't fit anybody on the side. But maybe call back a little later and see what we got.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, see ya. Brain damage.
Hello?
Yeah.
First, listen, man. I want to talk about a problem.
Okay, go ahead.
It happened to me in the mall, right?
Yeah.
All right, me, my friend. Oh, wait, how many of us were there? Me and four friends, right?
Yeah.
Three friends, actually. And we were at the mall.
Uh-huh.
And then Mary Lou Retton was there. You know, she was doing some Tyson.
Really?
Smith Haven Mall, right?
Yeah. How big a stand did they have to put her on for everybody to see her?
Oh, it was really small. It was just like a couple of seats.
Really? Because she is tiny.
Oh, yeah, I know. And anyway, well, we were there, and we go to the security guard. It looked exactly. Like those infomercials you see at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Probably is.
Yeah, well, I asked the security guard, excuse me, sir, is this an infomercial? Is this going to be like at 3 o'clock in the morning or stuff like that? And he gave me a dirty look, right? So, I don't know, it's just like, I guess like my friend's kind of dressed like weird.
Yeah.
You know, my friend's like dressed kind of weird.
Right.
One of my friends has green hair, and one of my other friends has like a, he cut his hair like an old man, like a receding hairline type of thing.
Why did he do that?
Because it's cool, man.
No, it's not cool. 10 years from now, he's going to, when it actually does happen, he's going to wish he had it back.
It's cool. We call him Grandpa Nin because he has a shaved head, exactly like an old man, like he has a horseshoe thing.
You gotta be kidding.
And then we wrote 9-inch nails on the back of his head. We sewed Grandpa, 9-inch nails on the back of his head, the symbol.
Yeah.
So we call him Grandpa Nin, right?
Yeah.
And my friend Matt has green hair. So anyway, we're hanging out at the mall, right? And he gives us a dirty look, and then he's like, Gary, his name is Gary, Grandpa Nin.
Yeah.
He goes, if I go over there, then he can't give us both a dirty look. So he goes over there, he calls the security guard, kicks us out, all right? Now, we were hanging out with two girls there, right?
Right.
And, like, they were at the store, so they think we ditched them or something like that.
Right. Go on.
And they told us to leave, but they didn't, to just so you know. Sorry about that. Mary Lou Retton was there. You know, they could have just, like, kicked us out of that wing or something. But, she, you know, they kicked us out of the mall.
Yeah, well...
Out of the whole mall. And they wouldn't... And, like, the whole property.
That's a bit of a reach.
All right, fine. You're kicking us out of the mall. Fine. We can, you know, disagree with you or whatever. But at least let us go back and get our friends, because, like, the two girls that were there were in the store across from us.
Uh-huh.
And it was really crowded, so they didn't know that, you know, we were leaving and stuff.
Right.
And he was like trying to act a little bit. He was like, negative. Like, instead of saying no, he was like going, listen, could you let us in? And he was like, negative. You must leave the premises before you are apprehended.
And oh, God. Who are they hiring as security guards
like
in the malls,
you know,
these days? Who
like,
are they hiring these days?
They're low-life freaking...
Careful.
Sick, you know?
Who are these guys?
Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah. He said Mr. 103 or something like that. That's his name. So anyway, he had to get, like, him and his buddies to escort us out of there, okay?
Uh-huh.
And not only that, but they had to, like, drive us, like, watch us as we walked away from the place. I mean, this guy wouldn't give us, like, a ride to our car, but he watched us as we walked in the rain.
Uh-huh.
With his car right next to us. Like, we're going to attack somebody or something.
Oh, what an idiot. You know what you do?
Like, you know,
write the mall administration a letter describing exactly what you told me, Mr. 103.
We went out of there, like, the whole property, and then we called from like a Pathmark.
Yeah.
We were like, listen, could you just like page him? And they were like, no, we have no pager. We can't page anyway because it's too loud in here, right? They were like raising money for cancer or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I go, fine, let's just find one of us, just go in there and we'll get our friends and then we'll leave, right? But then, you know, they didn't let us. You know, they're a bunch of... Is there any way of, like, suing them?
Well, I don't really think you can sue them over something as small as that. But you can write a letter to the mall, the people who run the place, obviously, or own it or whatever, and tell them that their security guards are in dire need of some milk and magnesia. He said negative.
He was like negative.
You gotta be out of your mind.
She's across the mall, right? Negative. You must leave the premises before you are apprehended.
Get real.
Like RoboCop or something.
Jeez.
Seriously, he thought he was like some. I don't know. He thought he was like on cop.
These guys.
You know, they tape him and stuff.
I have had. I've told off rent-a-cops. I've told off more than my share of rent-a-cops. Just about everybody I've ever known has told off his share of rent-a-cops. It's a thankless job.
Like,
they get no respect.
Cops, you know, they can't make it to the academy. Like, they're like the lowest rank. So.
Yeah, they get no respect. And then there are guys like to admit that when you're talking about green hair and semi-bald haircuts, you do attract the wrong kind of attention.
It's like saying.
I know the whole thing about having the right to wear what you want, and you do have the right to wear what you want or do what you want.
But you
do tend to attract the wrong attention. I have to be honest with you. It image does mean a lot, and I'm not going to say start dressing like suits. I am going to say you got to make a double effort to be careful who you're dealing with. But this guy was just an idiot, and the trouble is when you do. Portray a certain image, the idiots start to magnify. What starts out, he would never have done that with me. He would never have even thought of doing that with me.
Why?
Because I'm probably bigger than he is, number one, probably older than he is, number two, and probably have better legal representation than he does.
Yeah, I mean, out of no reason, and even he said, and Grandpa then said to him, you know, oh, I'm sorry, you can't dress and have the same haircuts as you do, but we want to dress however you want to dress. It's not that you were annoying. He was like, using like big words. He was like, is that why you were a disturbance to the public?
Oh, God.
He thought he was like some like cop dictionary or something. You know,
yeah, he would not have even tried pulling that on somebody like me. And hey, if my father, okay, had gone up to him and asked him the same question, he would have kissed his feet. So,
who's your father?
My father is just 60 years old, that's all. Just older, speaks very similar way I do, naturally. You know, there is some genetics in there. And comes across very intelligently. And this guy...
My friend looks old.
Huh?
My friend looks old. He looks like he's 60. You got his haircut?
Yeah, but he doesn't dress it.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't dress the part.
You know, it's just stupid, you know. It's like really,
of
really
course,
messed
but,
up that they could do that, you know.
But on the other hand, when you do dress the way you want to portray a certain image, And definitely, you do want to portray a certain image. Your creation, obviously, but you do want to do that. So you have to be careful. It does work both ways. You say, you know, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but on the other hand, you are altering your cover to be judged a certain way. You are definitely doing that.
But what you're saying is that you're taking away our constitutional rights to freedom of speech.
No.
Freedom of expression.
You have those rights to freedom of speech, but you've got to be very careful.
By the way we dress.
Exactly, but
now,
you have to.
Now they're going to kick us out of the mall and stereotype us because of the way we look.
Absolutely not, but you have to be aware of the fact that that will happen.
You know, it's the same thing. Like it's the same thing. It's like being racist, but instead of the color of your skin, it's for what you wear.
Why do you wear what you wear?
Why do I wear what? Because I feel like wearing it. You know, I just like feel like it.
But obviously, you wear what you can't. Unless you look in a mirror, you can't see yourself in most cases. So you like to wear what you wear because you like to look a certain way. Correct.
I wear because I don't want to please the public.
Okay. So if you don't want to please the public, and the public isn't necessarily pleased, then you've succeeded at what you want to do, correct?
But I don't want to be, harassed by stupid.
Naturally, you don't want to be harassed. Exactly. Now I'm not saying you have to conform. These people have to maintain a bit of an open mind. I look at guys dressed like you, and I just say, nice, interesting. Why he shaved half his head, I have no idea, considering that half my hair is gone, and I'll trade mine for his any day. So,
Only the top.
Yeah, that I find, I have to admit,
right,
sounds
like,
silly
like
to me.
A, like, I guess like a fade, but reversed.
That's a little different. Then he just looks like a Marine. But
no, he doesn't. He doesn't look like a Marine because he has hair coming out from the side.
Yeah.
And he just, like, shaved the top, and, like, he's trying to grow it long.
That's...
Like a shaver. Everything's like shaved off. And it's either a clip like number four. He's like trying to grow it, so it's a tough sell.
It's a tough sell. When it's happening to somebody naturally, it's a tough sell to think that somebody would actually want to do it that way. Do it that way on purpose.
That's him, though, you know?
Yeah, it's him. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it at face value. But this guy was just an idiot, and you should write a letter complaining to the mall owners or mall security or whoever that this guy is an idiot and he treated you very poorly. Now, if you say it because of the way you were dressed, I said, excuse me, but did I do anything to warrant it? All I did was ask a question. Had I been dressed differently, would I have been treated the same?
If they can't answer that question, they're wrong.
If they can't answer that question, they're out
the
window.
How in the world are you serving the public by asking a question?
You're not. That's the point. But this guy, obviously they should hire smarter people as security guards, but they have to pay them more. So what are you going to do?
Also, I wanted to know, like, I don't know, the brain damage isn't like what it used to be. You know, I'm not trying to put anybody down.
Well, first of all, what was better? What was better in the past? Please, specifics. Specifics.
It's not only me. Also, I'm speaking for a lot of people.
Specifics. What was better in the past?
I'll tell you. Last year, you used to have, people call.
Right.
Different callers every 2 minutes. Different calls every 2 minutes, you know? A caller, then 2 minutes, like, next caller. And, like, now you have, the first 45 minutes, it's just, like, it's no callers at all, and then like if you were with a call, you say you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you understand why it went that way.
No, I have no idea.
The reason why it went that way is because I started to get harassing phone calls. I started to get far too many prank phone calls, so I had to cut down on them. And everything that seems to happen on this show. You start doing something and it gets abused and you gotta cut back on it. And it bothers the hell out of me that I can't do it the same way I used to, but that's what happens. It's a handful of people who screw it up for everybody.
And also, like, for example, you know how you guys play with the operator and stuff?
Oh, that's really Eric's territory. I generally don't do that.
Honestly, don't you think that's a little lame? Do you think...
It's an adventure. There are times when it works and times when it doesn't.
I mean, because, like, talking to an operator and, like, you know, and just keep asking her what section, like, Uganda is or what area code Uganda is.
There are times when that works. It's improvisation and... sometimes it works, sometimes it bombs. But that's part of the show.
Do you personally think it's enjoying?
I personally think it's enjoyable because you never know what you're going to get out of it. Sometimes it does bomb, I do agree. But there are times when it's an absolute riot. Confuse the operator.
You know, like the scoring, what is it? Lover Stories, that's what it was. That was hilarious. That was one of the best ones we had.
Oh, scoring Lover Stories. Well, you can't do that every week.
No, I'm not every week, but like shows like that.
Well, I only do that.
Up about some kid said that he used aluminum foil on his girlfriend.
Epilady. Oh, aluminum foil, saran wrap, and somebody had some neat things to do with drumsticks.
Some kid that he pissed on his neighbor or something like that.
Oh, yeah, but again, that's only for the occasions that warrant it. I'll have some kind of Halloween special in a few weeks, I'm sure. But
it was like really good because like. It would before. Now it's like, it just like changed. Everything's kind of like normal now. But before it was like really, it really fit with the show Brain Damage.
It was wild.
Like
yes, it was like, wilder. It was wilder.
Really funny people called, you know. And yeah. Like even the teleconference is not what it used to be. It's like a lot of people used to call and stuff. And a lot of like, you know, cool people used to call. I'm not saying the people now are not cool. I mean, but I'm saying.
It's, yeah, I do have to admit.
And now everything's just, like, organized, you know?
It had to be, because it was forced, because I had to do it, I was forced to.
Is there
now, I'd like to get back the other way. I'd just like to have more different people call. I'd like to get back the way it used to be. But, but that's just going to have to happen on its own. Now, if it gets to the point where I can loosen things up a bit, then by all means. And have the show kind of progress, just go in without a clue what's going on and see what comes out in the end.
Like,
but,
for example, like, the clue thing, I think that was really, honestly.
You didn't like it?
Like that?
You didn't like it?
No, literally. Like, it was kind of.
It's an experiment.
I was even one of them. I was in this call or something like that.
Yeah, it was an experiment. I can tell you the things that were wrong with the show the way it was then, and also the things that really, really annoyed and bothered me, and I had to do it for the sake of giving myself some peace of mind.
What were they?
Let's see. A fellow named Justin was a real pain. The idiot who played the same Beavis and Butthead tape over and over again was a real pain. The idiot who plays the Crisis Hotline, used to play the Crisis Hotline tape was a jerk. The other ones who were talking, who were just the space robots were absolutely horrendous. Hey, there was a point where we were trying to investigate them and have them tracked down.
What about? Is there any other?
They were becoming a real problem. And let's see what others. The occasional people who used to curse out Eric, just completely out of the blue. So. Yeah, we'd like to have the show, make the show Brain Damage the way it was, but you can't do it when these jerks are running around.
But, I mean, even with those jerks around, the show was good, you know? It was, like, really good. Like, they made, like, they put life into the show, variety, you know?
It might have been fun to listen to. It was no fun to host.
I mean, you have a hang-up on, you know? You could always hang up on them. But, I mean, when people just call in and, like...
Start to take it in person.
I'm not trying to put down anybody. I'm not trying to put down poems or anything, but, I mean, they're fine. But, I mean, for Brain Damage, I don't think it's kind of like, I mean, you should have, like, a different show where people could, like, read off poems. But, I mean, for a show that's called Brain Damage, for you guys to play Pink Floyd. Yeah, it's like, you guys are the only show that you guys, like, you know, people get to call in and talk.
Uh-huh.
And now, I mean, for the time to be taken up... I'm not knocking poetry or anything, all right? But for to play Pink Floyd for 45 minutes and have somebody read off a book, I mean, it's not even original, you know, because he's reading off book. I mean, I understood maybe if he was like giving his own poetry out, but
he's done that.
Well, I mean, he's reading off a book, you know. It's nothing special about that, you know.
Well, let's see what happens. I definitely understand exactly what you like and don't like, and I'd like to see some of that spontaneity come back. But until I can get to the point where I can trust everybody, I can't do it.
A Nirvana CD and I started reading the lyrics off to you while playing or reading a comic book to you, you know, over the radio station.
Depends if it's funny. Anyway, gotta go. I do have four of the callers waiting.
All right, can you put me teleconference?
See if I can fit you. Hang on. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Who's left?
What?
Who's there?
There's only three of us
Matt,
don't put that guy on no more.
Okay, thanks.
Wait.
Yeah.
You gonna put somebody on?
I'm not putting him on.
All right.
Not putting him on. Right. Okay. You're on brain damage.
Oh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me, Cookie.
Cookie? Oh, come on. It's Mr. Wizard.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's Cookie.
No, it ain't.
Oh.
Brain damage.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
The guy who just called up.
Yeah?
Talking about the mall.
Yeah?
And you said to him, you're like, write a letter.
Yeah?
And tell him that if it was because of the way he's dressed, and if they don't have an answer, they're not going to have an answer.
Well, you see, the nice thing, if it happens again and he has to bring a lawyer in, he'll at least have it on record that he did write and complain. And then the lawyer can nail him to the wall.
Yeah, but they're going to come up with some stupid excuse. It's exactly what they do in schools, too.
Oh, yeah, the schools are... I agree with you 100%. And then there's the other very nice thing that you can do. And if this starts to get out of hand, if I start hearing more than one call like this, I'm going to start saying, don't go to Smith Haven anymore.
Well, it's just that they try and cover themselves up. Like, if they kick someone out, they'll be like, oh, well, he was mouthing off to me. Or
well, I have something to say very, very simply. Do you need them more than they need you?
They need me because they want my money.
Exactly. So, therefore, if you choose not to spend your money there, who are you hurting, you or them?
Well, them, but I don't go there anyway. I'm just saying, you told the guy that you should
if
write a letter.
These guys, if it is an ongoing problem, if this is not an isolated incident, if several people who listen to this show are really bothered by the way they are treated at the mall, then they should collectively, I mean, you got to get enough people in this to really make it hurt them, decide not to go there. And you know malls exist for the age group that listens to this show. So you guys can start wielding a little bit of power here to say, don't go to Smith Haven. Now, people are going to say, where else do we go? Well, you see, there are other areas. There are other places to hang out in the surrounding area. You can hang out in Port Jeff Village. You can go in several other places. Yeah, it gets kind of cold at night, but you'll live. But Smith Haven, you just say, look, unless they start treating us with the degree of respect that the amount of that our money demands, okay, because we do spend much money in there, then we're not going to go. We're not going to spend money in there.
See, I refuse to shop in there just because I don't like any stores, but I mean...
Well, that's your own opinion, but collectively, if it becomes a problem, don't boycott the place. Like, you start circulating, start getting people around the school... Don't go to Smith Haven. If your parents decide to go, don't go with them. So I'm not going there because they treat me like crap.
Well, they'll only bother you if you're with a bunch of kids. If you're there with your parents, they won't even say a word to you.
Oh, absolutely not, because your parents...
butt naked, they wouldn't say a word to you, know, if
that's
you're with
right.
your parents.
But still,
if
hey...
If your parents let you leave the house whichever
kids,
way you are, they're not going to bother you.
The kids spend a good percentage, even though, hey, if the parents give them the money, it don't matter. The kids decide where it gets spent. The kids spend a very significant portion of the money that goes into that mall. And if they don't go there, that mall is in very deep trouble. Okay? You guys got to remember, the entire film industry is the entire music industry, the entire entertainment industry is tailored to your age group because they know where the money is coming from.
Yeah, but that's not the only place they got record stores, you know?
Start using some of the power that you have. The power that you have is that little green stuff in your wallet. You may not have a lot of it at one given time, but it all adds up. So if, like I said, start demanding some better treatment. If somebody gives you a hard time, don't spend your money there. And let's see how it feels. If there are some people are chasing teenagers out, obviously they don't want you to spend their money there, then don't.
That's exactly how I feel. It's just, I think you just gave that kid bad advice.
Oh, you mean writing the letter?
Feeling.
Well, it's a start. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say don't go to them without. The cops do this to us, the teachers do this to us, the laws do this to us, the malls do this to us, and I say, excuse me, but there was a time when, they need you more than you need them, so start acting like it.
Last night I was down at 7-Eleven, down right by the university.
Uh-huh.
It was like Strawberry Fields and all the stores over there.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And 7-Eleven calls the cops. Meanwhile, there's like a big long line of just kids who are hanging out down there in 7-Eleven spending all their money, just like you're saying.
Now, they are actually spending money there. The registers are ringing and they're bringing the money in, and yet they're still complaining?
They called the cops.
First of all, you got to find out. Now, you may have been in one little clique that wasn't doing anything, but was there anybody else causing any trouble?
Oh, we were just sitting there. I mean, most people were just baked, you know? They just, they couldn't even move. They're sitting on the ground or sitting on the curb. And they go into Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin-Robbins place, or to 7-Eleven.
Now, here's the other thing. Now, do you think, you may not think this or you may not know this, that this group of people was actually keeping other people from going into the store?
Oh, no. I mean,
was not a problem, was not getting in anybody's way.
It's right around midnight. I mean, how many parents, go out to Baskin-Robbins at midnight? You know, it's mostly...
No, I'm saying, mid-20s people and stuff like that, were they... did anybody have reason to think that you guys were getting in the way of business?
The adults. There's no adults there that go there in the middle of the night.
Okay. Now, this is the only reason that I'm saying this is because if asked, they will say you guys were keeping people from coming in. That's exactly what they would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you have to you got to start thinking. Are we, in fact, keeping other people from coming in? If we're not, just do your thing. If you are, then you got to watch out when the cops come over.
Yeah, because there's a big sign at 7-Eleven, no loitering. But we weren't even at 7-Eleven, right? We were at Strawberry Fields, and it was already closed. I mean, that's probably why they didn't want us there. But after some of us left, and then the only couple of us left...
Got another one for you.
What?
Here's what the cops think, and I have a couple of friends who are cops, so I know this. Anytime a bunch of teenagers gets together in any one place, automatically trouble occurs.
Yeah.
That's what they think. Whether or not it actually does, they will say the percentages are on their side. Trouble will occur.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is part of the whole principle of how trouble occurs. You get a bunch of teenagers in one place, and somebody starts fighting over something, and then people start breaking stuff and start waking up the neighborhood and doing crazy things like that, and... then the adults are the ones who call the cops in and have you break them up. And also, in many cases, the cops know you're not doing anything, but the cops are answering a call.
Yeah.
They have to say, okay, we did this, and it's okay now.
Well, they were harassing us. They were, threatening us, if you don't leave here now, we're going to bring you in.
Yeah, right.
Well, what are you going to do to me, charge me with loitering,
Hey, they can do that. They can write you a ticket for loitering.
Oh, a ticket. What, am I not going to get a job because I got a ticket for loitering?
Probably not.
Exactly.
It's not going. You're not going. It's not going to bother you in any way. But still, they have to threaten some way. Just like the whole your permanent record thing at school. Yeah, permanent record. Who the hell looks at the permanent record other than maybe the armed forces
or the colleges, right?
The colleges hardly even look at it. The colleges look at your grades.
Care about it, and your extracurricular activities.
Yeah, they don't care if you. If you blew up a dumpster or some stupid thing like that.
No, I got arrested a couple months ago, and I got to go to court.
What'd you do? Or what do they think you did?
Oh, well, I ran away from the cops. I was driving without a license. They charged me with reckless driving and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Traffic violations, primarily.
And I don't know if I can, get my license till I'm 20, but then the colleges aren't going to care. My parents were like, what about college? I was like, you think the college is going to be like, hey, you got you had to go to traffic court and you had a moving violation. We're not going to let you in. I mean, really.
Well, if it's a misdemeanor, it might be a problem. But if the other thing is get a license in another state and they won't even...
Well, I don't have residency right now. I'm trying to establish residency
in Florida, but it's kind
of they don't care.
More difficult.
Florida, they don't care, but they don't care what you do unless you kill somebody.
I mean, like, it's just ridiculous, you know? It's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's part of growing up. They pulled the same crap on me when I was your age.
My lawyer is trying to get me off on ACOD, right?
What's ACOD?
Adjournment with contemplation of dismissal, which generally means if I behave for the next 6 months, they're going to let me off and dismiss the case. But if I ever got arrested again, they'd bring up the old stuff, too.
Yeah, that's normal. That's typical, for especially if they've never busted you before.
Yeah, I've got no record.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, if it gets dismissed, it's no big deal. Even if I get charged, if I get like a $1,000 fine or whatever, it's not going to be a big deal. I mean, I just turned 16 in July.
Right.
You know, and it's not going to get sealed or anything, but nobody's going to look at it. I'm not planning on going to the armed forces. I hate the Army, you know?
Yeah, I don't anticipate going. You would go anyway. But still. And also, then there are things that could potentially be dangerous. Who knows? But I'm not going to get into that at this point. But like I said, if the places where you spend money are treating you poorly, then spend the money somewhere else.
I don't have any money to spend. It doesn't affect me.
Hey, $5 or $10 at a time, it all adds up.
Well, I suppose, but I mean, all my money's going to my lawyer now, so it doesn't really matter.
Hey, same thing. If the lawyer starts treating you like crap, pick a different lawyer.
Oh, it's not my decision.
Yeah, at least at this point. But when you get to my age, you do choose your lawyers.
Oh yeah.
I have a very good lawyer.
I have a friend who's a lawyer. Yeah. He gives me good rates, you know.
Yeah, I have a guy who I have an ongoing relationship with, and he treats me pretty well when it comes to rates.
Yeah, I know, because my mom's had this lawyer since I was little, and like they brought me to court one day, and I made him lose a case because I spilled the water on the judge and unscrewed his light bulb and a whole bunch of crap. I don't know. I was like 2 years old.
Unscrewed a light bulb.
Yeah, like the little light
bulb.
Yeah,
I know which
one. The nameplate or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But we've had like a relationship with this guy since before I was born.
Yeah. Okay. Gotta go now. Thanks a lot for calling.
So, is there any room at teleconference?
No.
No.
Nah.
Okay,
gotta go.
Later.
See ya. Brain damage.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, I don't think one thing that bothers me, right?
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, cops harassing kids, right?
Yeah, keep talking. I just gotta flip the tape.
You know when you're hanging around with your friends and like they pull over like you're gonna do something wrong, and they tell you that you can't hang out.
Well. They got a law they got something to do with that, too. They have a nice little law called trespassing. So, in other words, if the property is privately owned, they can tell you to get off it or else.
Oh, hey, man, listen. Like, the other time I was hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
And, we were just hanging out. We weren't drinking or anything. And, like, they were like, you're not allowed to hang out here. It's not a loitering place or something like that. And I was talking to my social studies teacher, and you're allowed to hang out in the streets.
Absolutely, because the streets are public property. Nobody owns those.
Exactly, and they pull you over, like, trying to act like if you're going to do something wrong. You know, it's really...
Oh, yeah, I'll give you an example. They still pull that on people who are older, too. I mean, there was one time a cop, I had paid off a ticket that I had to pay off or my license would be suspended, but it didn't go on the computer yet, so the guy gave me a receipt and said, carry this with you. In case anybody stops you, give this to him. So one time a cop stops me late at night, and then he comes back and writes me a ticket for driving without a license. I said, what the hell are you talking about? Said, well, your license is suspended. I said, no, it isn't. I handed him a receipt. So this isn't valid. He gives me this garbage. And I said, you don't know the law. These guys either A, are not taught enough law, or B, know the law, but they make stuff up as they go along.
They're like,
because they think you don't know
the
law.
Annoying people, you know?
And the other thing is, if you try and nail them on it, then they get really nasty.
I know what you mean. Like, you ask them, isn't that illegal or something? They start getting an attitude. I could do whatever I want and stuff. That's not how it goes.
Yeah, because I got a gun.
Want.
I got a gun, which I use as...
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Listen, do you think I can talk to Tony Thomas?
Let me see if I can fit you in. Hang on.
What?
Has anybody hung up lately?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, so I can now fit somebody. So there's no noise, no funny stuff going on. I can now fit somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
At the end of the show.
It worked! Incredible. Okay.
Matt.
Yes.
Don't put nobody else except Marl, because Mike got...
Well, I can't really pick and choose right now, but I'm assuming that there are six people on the teleconference.
Six.
Six? There are six. Okay. Brain damage.
Hello.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's going on?
I'd like to announce something.
Yeah.
Everyone here likes everyone here likes fireworks, right?
Right.
I know they're illegal here, but I know where you can get them, okay?
Well, yeah, there's always been a black market for fireworks around here.
Is a free catalog illegal? No, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give out an address to get a free catalog. That's not illegal. If you buy it, it's illegal, but that's not over the radio. So you found a loophole in the law, okay?
The catalog in and of itself, to the best of my knowledge, is not illegal.
Okay, so everyone listen up, including those in teleconference and in Connecticut or wherever you're from, okay? The company is called James, J-A-M-E-S.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, nor do I care.
Uh-huh.
The address is 632 Walbridge Avenue, W-A-L-B-R-I-D-G-E Avenue, Bayshore, New York, 11704.
Oh, it's even local.
That's 632 Walbridge Avenue, Bayshore, New York, 11704. Address it to J-A-M-E-S, all capitals.
Right.
And you write a note inside that says free catalog. They prefer postcards. One more time for those who missed it. 632 Walbridge, W-A-L-B-R-I-D-G-E, Avenue, Bayshore, New York, 11704. And that's for the free catalog about fireworks.
Okay.
How's your show tonight?
Well, what do you think?
You're talking too long to the people about stuff like getting arrested and stuff like that.
Well, the subject came up. What can I say?
Yeah, but you shouldn't let people monopolize. Like, one guy had 20 minutes 2 minutes ago.
Okay, sorry about that, but that means I have to get through these pretty quickly.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
What?
Just for those who forgot it, 632
Walbridge Avenue, Bayshore, New York, 11704. Got it.
And address that to James.
Address it to James. Okay, thanks for calling. See ya. Brain damage.
Yo, it be Tyrone. Yo, what up?
What down?
Yo, you remember I called a couple weeks ago about I take over the show?
Well, calling isn't enough. You got it right.
Oh, no, but I remember I pressed it and I take over that show. Remember?
Nah, yeah, you tried to take over the show and failed miserably.
Yeah, no, but I was on with that girl and, we be talking stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Brain damage.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
You've been complaining no one's sending in the letters, but you gave them a month.
Well, yeah, but I figured they kind of come in a steady flow. I expected more than one.
Oh, well, I've been working on mine. I can't come up with something good. I really want to win this. And I can't come up with something good, so I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
I know someone sent theirs in. I don't know if it got there yet, so.
Well, yeah, if we're thinking about the same person, it did. But we can't say who it was.
Email.
You can't even say that.
Can't even say that?
Can't even say what sex the person was.
Why not?
Because we want to maintain anonymity until we announce a winner.
Well, what's the difference about their sex?
Because that kind of narrows it down, because there aren't too many girls who call.
Not who call, but who listen.
Well, let's keep it down to one person sent a letter in.
Okay.
And I think you know who it is, and that's okay.
Oh, okay. I believe I do. But who's around tonight?
Who's around?
Yeah. Like, I heard Jim.
Yeah, Jim's around, Tony Thomas is around, and a few other people are around. I put on the beginning of the show, and I'm deathly afraid to put anybody more in, any more people in, because of the funny noises it makes every time I add someone.
Well, could you check for me, man? Tell Jimmy.
I just did a couple of minutes ago, and it was full.
It was full?
Let me check. Hang on. Still full? Is it still full?
Yeah, it's still full, I guess.
Okay, thanks. See what I mean?
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling, though.
Yeah.
See ya. Bye. Brain damage.
Yeah, hi. I called about my favorite players with the Rangers.
Let's see. There are no favorite players with the Rangers because there's no hockey season yet. Brain damage.
Yeah, hi. My name is John, and I'm...
Twit alarm. Okay. Hi, poetry guy. Guy. What happened? Brain damage.
Yo, it'd be Tyrone again. What up, kid?
What down?
I don't know. But I can't take over a show. I write a letter.
Write a letter. Write it to Matt. Care of Brain Damage. Care of WUSB. SUNY at Stony Brook. Stony Brook, New York. 11794.
I take over the show, so you can write that to Tyrone, too.
Write the letter.
To Tyrone, care of Brain Damage.
No. Tyrone, you write me a letter.
Oh, and then you write me one.
No. You write me a letter, and then I decide whether or not you can take over the show.
I hold the show, kid. I tell you, I hold Mad Show.
If you own the show, you got to pay me.
The Mad Fat Tyrone Show.
Pay me. Pay me, and you can have the show.
Okay, $1 here.
Not enough. My price is way too high. Got to go. Brain damage. Yeah.
I want to take a couple minutes of your time to tell you something really important.
Go for it.
You know that Mr. Wizard kid?
Yeah.
He is the biggest jerk.
So what else is new?
Just gave out. Jim was giving me his address.
Yeah.
Teleconference.
Yeah.
And that was his address.
It was a good idea. Hey, I don't have any problem with that.
He was giving out Jim's address.
He was what?
He said James, the firework address.
You gotta be kidding.
He gave out.
You shouldn't have told me that on the air. Dude, you should not have told me that on the air.
I know, but...
Because now everybody knows his address.
Well, it's still not cool, because we're going to beat his ass, man.
Well, that wasn't a good idea. Okay. But anyway, you were sending in a letter to the Anyone Can Host?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Dude.
Yeah.
That kid comes on, he was talking about you. He was saying stuff.
What was he saying?
You don't want to hear, stuff.
Well, stuff like, if it can't go on the air, I don't want to hear it.
Just saying that he can go on with you and you'll leave him on as long as you want.